was like,
oh, mayor, when he was mayor of London, he was wild, you know.
And he was popular.
He was doing the math. Like everyone loved him.
How many kids does he have?
Everyone loved him.
He's got 11 children.
Oh, it's like some ridiculous number. I can't remember. Let me not say 11. He's got 7.
I think it's 5.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought it was like 7 or something. 7?
Wait, I'm not sure.
7?
Is it 7?
Yeah, I thought it was 7.
Because I think
it was wild, and you know, yo, my Boris.
How many kids does Boris have?
It's all happening.
How many children does Boris have?
Yo, Prince Andrew's going down, you
know. He's a goner,
you know.
He's a goner. He's a goner. First they take away his army titles.
Seven kids.
And then they take away his prince titles.
Yeah, they took away his prince titles.
He's not a prince normal, he's a private citizen.
Oh, he's finished. He's gone. She's looking to kill him off.
Huh?
Is Harry still a prince?
Yeah.
Harry just gave back his titles in terms of like
his royal highness.
There's a difference between getting it stripped from you and giving it.
I said the queen took it, you know.
Give it.
You gotta get kind of close to that, you know.
Huh?
You gotta get closer. Ding, 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 ding. Hello from the edit, it's Future Alvin.
Yeah, so it's Cameron here.
Hi guys, Justin here.
Hey, it's your girl T here on After Sundown Podcast.
Are you locked into the After Sundown Podcast?
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Sit back and enjoy.
Enjoy.
It's about to be a mazzoline still.
So, 13 reasons why. I don't know if we'll come up with the full list, but 13 reasons why you should believe, or 13 reasons to believe
in
God.
Or why
13
some...
reasons why you should believe in God.
Yeah, yeah.
13 reasons why you should believe in God.
Yeah.
Very good question.
Yeah.
That's a very good question.
Why 13? Why is he on the podcast? He doesn't understand what's going on.
Why not go more? I said, why not go more?
Josh, kiss us, bro.
He's been like that from day, don't worry. Ever since I met him in school, bro.
I love Josh. Oh, so fast.
Okay.
So maybe, I don't know. How do we start?
When did you guys first feel or know that you did believe in God? Because you sometimes, if you remember that first experience, and that can help you understand why you do in the first place.
No. First experience.
Believing.
Hmm.
Not experiencing, not just that.
Well, it depends, because that experience might have made you believe.
Mm.
But for someone else, it might not necessarily.
For me, it's happened twice. The first, like, two realizations, and they were different for me. One was a realization when I was young. I was like, okay, I believe in God because of where I grew up and my family that I grew up in.
Mm.
And the fact that we went to church and I was already steeped in it, so that's the first time I believed in God. But it wasn't, it was kind of rational, but it wasn't a thing that I was conscious of, per se. The second time, when I was like, okay, I believe in God, and I believe I should, because I believe it's the reasonable thing to do, was when I was at college. I didn't want to do things that were pointless or waste time on things that were pointless. So I thought to myself, if God doesn't exist, then why am I doing all of this? So I thought, well, let me investigate if God actually exists. So part of it was reasoning and part of it was like the evidence base of the fact that there seems to be a very strong suggestion in nature and in reasoning that everything that is, that this world has been intelligently designed.
Mm.
The mathematics of a world of this complexity to appear randomly was too, seems to me, impossible.
Far-fetched.
And far-fetched.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing. Well, similar on that lines as well. I don't think when I was young I deeped it really until probably when I got to maybe year 6 and I got baptised in year 6, you know, the half of our baptism or whatever. To be fair, my heart was in it, you know. My heart was really, really in it.
Serious?
Nah, at them times.
Yeah. I know at the time I definitely knew. I knew this is what I should do.
Yeah.
I was definitely convicted 100%.
And you know what? I knew whatever happened after this point, I knew that I knew that God was there.
Mm.
Whether I weighed the way or not,
yeah.
You know, I knew that getting in the pool with. Yeah, getting in the pool, I think that was solidified it. Yeah, I'm a Christian.
Mm.
No matter what happens. But even if I fail or fail a little bit, I'm always going to be a Christian. I always will know that God's real still. But I think after, I don't know, probably certain points that are like uni, even like now, like last year, like just seeing how like the whole world like changed in like, like, well, not last year, the year before, sorry.
Mm.
That's what it seems like, isn't it? It's gone that quick.
But it's 2021 last year, it's 2020.
You just reminded me that it's 2022. That's how bad it is.
Nah, we just got into it, innit? And Boris is already lightsabering and that, you get me?
What does that mean, lightsabering?
Lightsabering? It's with the black lady, innit?
Oh.
Yeah.
May as well have been.
Yeah.
Stop making that sound, Josh. I literally just realized the sound he was making.
Josh is in the job.
Stop it.
No, but I think through several instances in my life, I've realized, or experiential ones, like I've told on the podcast before, I've just gone, bruh, no one else could have got me through that situation if it wasn't for God. Meetings. What was that?
Is that a notification?
Yeah, well, it's my message. Don't worry, that's the last one.
Why would you have that sound?
Because it's one now.
Which, what was the sound?
Some animation.
Yeah. It's a minion.
Oh, it's a minion.
Yeah. Oh, anyway. It was actually saying something. I didn't even hear the
one. You're about to be 25 years old.
Embarrassing.
You got a minion sounds on your phone.
that's the key word there. About to.
Team ups out, bro.
Have we now still got a chance?
No, you don't. Like this vaccine.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man. you know what I was going to say? I was going to say, did Harper Bell kind of, like, help you guys in, like,
no.
reaffirming or, like,
no.
your belief?
No.
No.
I think so.
No.
It helped me.
Obviously, it kept
there's a place that helped me more than Harper Bell.
Yeah.
Aberystwyth University.
Yeah. Probably.
The church there.
Oh,
the church
okay.
in Aberystwyth. I know I've said this, I'm sure, guys, if you're faithful listeners to the podcast.
No, but I'm talking about it, from the young age. Because one thing you were saying, Cam, when you got baptised in year 6, I don't think I agree with them kind of like...
Young baptisms.
Yeah.
Young baptisms.
No, I think year 6. Obviously, you don't know.
Like 11.
Yeah, you're
that's
11, bro.
You know your ting. Yeah, you know your ting.
You know your ting, but you, obviously, you're still a kid at the end of the day, and you haven't been fully exposed to everything.
You might want to put the mic in front of you.
Oh, now I'm talking.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah. Anyway, I was thinking, there are instances, obviously, when you're young. That you'll see things and you'll be like, oh yeah. But for me, most of it happened in like, how old am I? 24, I'd say. the second half of my life, isn't it? Like, that's when everything started
so
to be reaffirmed. So, like, kind of like my teens.
By the age I was 12.
My teens, I'd say, obviously, growing up in school.
So baptized at the age of 11.
As much as Harper Bell was a Christian school, it also, I feel like I didn't get that much of a shock when I went to it. The only thing that was a shock was just different cultures.
If that made
sense. It's
swearing
as
well for me.
Not really. I was
swearing,
bro.
I want to know what people thought of me.
Huh?
I want to know what people thought of me. Because for me, it's like I may not have found it different, but I wonder if people...
found you different.
Yeah.
I think they did.
Because I think that's the test,
well,
really.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because... yeah, because
your influence.
I don't know whether I was the type of person who was talking to him about God all the time. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't remember those type of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like, was I one of those kids? But because naturally, I think if you were brought up in a Christian environment and that's all you know, and then you go into a more secular environment, just like how you'd have conversations about God with your friends at school or at church, if you went to a Christian school, or whatever, was I that type of person? Like, I know when we, I remember having a rowing competition, and me and my friend was listening to music on my
phone.
It was a bass.
MP3 player. Those were the days.
I don't think I had an iPod. No, I don't know. Walkman. I had the, what was the small Walkman. One? The iPod Nano. The Nano, I had that one, but this was before I had the Nano. And it was called iRiver. Don't know why I was called. Anyway, and I know we were listening to, like, I say normal songs, but yeah, secular songs, whatever.
Yeah.
And then
risky.
Normal.
I know. And then it must have come across Kurt Franklin's song Revolution.
Mm.
And I was about to skip it, and then I didn't. I don't know why I didn't. And then my friend listened to it, she's like, oh my god, I really like this song. Like, what's this song about? Whatever. So I definitely know I was that type of person who, I wasn't afraid of being a Christian and saying that I do believe in God.
Mm.
But I'm, in a sense, I'm kind of hoping that I wasn't a person who was preaching to someone. I don't think it was necessarily in my personality to, like, to be preaching to someone
all the time. Yeah, yeah.
But I do wonder if people could tell, maybe in year seven, that I didn't go to a regular primary school.
Okay.
But it wasn't, you know why, you know why school wasn't regular as well? Because it was Christian, but then it was also black, and then it was private. Yeah. So when I tell people I went private school, and they have a certain perception of, I went to school with white people, but I didn't. I went to school full of black people.
My friends saw me as very black. I know that.
Or did they?
Yeah.
Like, because we, like, it wasn't a thing to be black, though.
I've always been what I am, so I've always been an enigma to people, if that makes sense, in that regard.
I mean, you're something.
People say that I'm what, a coconut or whatever.
Yeah, I used to get called a coconut. And I was like, what? Because I like classical music. I was definitely a cultured person
because it's like I have like my Caribbean culture, but then like it's like I did clarinet. Make it worse. Ooh. Exactly. I had those different sides to me, which is like, who is this girl? What image is she trying to?
I played sports. I played sax. I sang.
SS?
In school.
What else? Give me another S.
Another S.
Good at science?
Yeah, alright, yeah.
It's fourth S.
Drama. I did most stuff. At but like, I was intrigued by what Justin said, which is like, for him, this is by the by. How what was your realization point, Jus?
I
know, I'm asking
Justin.
Justinius.
Can I call you that?
My realization point.
I think it's a nice name.
I don't know, you know. Being born into it, really. Mm-hmm. Being forced into it.
But then you chose, no? Have you chosen?
We're getting there.
I think it's a decision. I think it's a constant decision. It's not like it's not one thing. Because I think I was forced.
It's pending. Oh, that.
It's got vitiligo.
No.
It's not. Is it?
There it is. Mm-hmm. It's vitiligo.
You scraped yourself, no?
No.
No, exactly. It's vitiligo.
Is it vitiligo?
Yeah, probably.
Really? I've diagnosed him already. You owe me money for the consultation.
You're like Michael Jackson.
Nah, Michael didn't have vitiligo. Did Michael have vitiligo? No.
Michael had a lot of things going on. I don't think he had that.
He had bleach and surgery.
Yeah.
Off topic, y'all see that new guy?
Oh my days.
Can he help? He's got mad.
Wait, I don't know who you're talking about.
The footballer.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, what?
He was dumb.
The Donnie with the straight hair.
He was dumb.
Did he think no one would notice? I'm really confused. Because why did he not do it gradually?
He was like my colour, bro.
No, he was darker than you.
No, bro, he was darker than you.
He was darker than you.
Like, yo, you couldn't realise where his hairline was. He was dark.
No, is this look.
No, but for me, why did you not do it gradually?
Dark.
You can't just come out like that. And is it his girlfriend or his wife or whatever?
Yeah, his wife's like...
It's supportive, yes, but...
Because
are you the problem?
Yeah, you're problematic, though.
Blind.
That's me judging the situation.
But, you know what? The white girl's turning the black man.
I bet it's to be more accepted by her family.
His you know ones there. His hair got better.
His hair's got better. He's rocked his natural hair.
His hair was atrocious. I hate. Why the oh gosh. The
guys perm their hair. I know.
Black dons perm their hair, bro.
It's for disgusting. Me, it's
to me, like, that's them. Like...
No, bro.
It's because, like, we're too, like, other people do all sorts to their hair. No. Like black people are very restricted.
It's because it looks crap. Funny. It always, it never might, looks
yeah.
good.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I'm exactly no, showing wait, wait. One photo that good.
That geezer.
This looks like straw, no, bro.
The geezer from that film, he wears, like, he's a mogul of some sort with a nightclub. Owns a nightclub. Wears a fur coat.
You mean Ghost?
Nah.
That's what I think was Ghost.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's dude. Cool.
I'm trying to think of the actors.
I was going to say he was cool, but I'm not supposed to use that term yeah. anymore.
And he knows he runs a nightclub. With a perm head top.
Do you know, like, it's a who's very that? Recent show.
Show?
A show,
movie,
not
a show or movie where this guy runs a nightclub.
I don't know.
And he's a musician as well or something like that.
Empire.
Nah.
Oh. It might be.
It's Empire. It's Empire because them man.
He watches Empire.
Them man have loose.
No. It's
hair,
not Empire. Oh,
yo, carry on.
Loose.
Anyway.
Power.
Nah, it's not Power. It's not.
No, I haven't watched the new season. Don't say anything.
Go on, talk. Yeah, describe. You have to do a description.
He's one person who was like whose hair straight and was like okay he's because if you have your hair
sure.
straight you have to have it cut and cut well. You can't have it like
out.
You can't have
like
it
like an onion. That.
No, I mean, like, you have to have it shaped up, faded, everything.
I want to see. Oh, I really want to know yeah, who you're on about now.
I know who I'm on about, but I can't think. I know how I'm going to find him. I know how I'm going to find him. I've changed my mind.
Him. Superfly.
Is that what it's called? Superfly.
What?
Do you know the new yeah, Superfly?
That was a thing, you know. That
oh,
was...
you mean Trevor Jackson?
Yeah, is it? Yeah. The character. I was like, it was that Trevor Jackson.
I can't lie. He's my... But when I saw him but when I'm in that hairstyle, I said, what are you doing? He looked like a peacock.
That's the character, though.
I know.
He's being a peacock.
That's what I like. I watched that film this week as well.
The head, if you roll your, like, what's it called when you, not spike, like, you know when you foam it, no.
Curl your hair.
Curl sponge your hair. I think a curl sponge looks good.
On perm hair.
When you've been shaped up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, and you have to keep it. You have to keep.
Because some people just do it, and it's like yeah, you need to trim your hair. Up.
And that's what. That's what like a.
Yeah, I love me some Trevor Jackson, but unfortunately, that look,
that character and that look.
I'm sorry, that lace front was terrible. It was so bad. I could tell from the bottom.
For what?
Oh gosh. For the film, he was wearing a lace front.
Oh, mad.
Definitely. That's that not his hair, can't do that. I've been watching for a long time.
Alright, cool. Let's get back to the topic. I forgot
what are the reasons that people do not believe or state that they do not believe?
They haven't experienced him. Oh, God. Let's not.
Being forced.
Okay, guys, let me be focused now.
Because they think that God is just a concept.
Okay,
ooh, deep.
And not a thingy, and not a real person. Or not a genuine being.
I remember a colleague at my workplace. Mm. She was raised Christian. Dad was a pastor and everything. And she doesn't believe in God. And we ended up having a discussion. I was just really curious as to, like, why don't you? Was it, like, your upbringing that... You know, caused to not believe
like
anymore. Because I was really, really curious.
That they're interesting.
Because you can, I could see though that she was kind of like battling it.
Mm.
Like it was very
on the fence, or
even just like so. Basically, something happened with a patient where you could argue that it was a miracle or that it was just luck or whatever.
But you know, when they're fighting it.
And it's like, I could see that she was, like, moved by what happened to the patient.
Okay.
And she was a bit like, well, all these things.
Them ones.
And I'm just like, I know you
want
to...
They don't want to accept.
I know you want to say that was God. Don't get me wrong, God still used us in helping that patient get to their recovery. But... it was definitely divine intervention, and I could see she's battling it. Even when I told her about, like, growing up in a church school and how it was definitely the prayers of the teachers and stuff that got a lot of us through it. She was a bit like, but you know, she was like trying to put more emphasis on education as a whole. Do you know what I mean? Rather than education plus religion or plus God.
Yeah. You might not play footsie. Grow up, bro.
You guys are so weird. Is it because you guys are both single? I don't understand. Sorry, I'm so sorry. Wow.
Why do you have to do that? Why? Listen,
sorry.
We're gonna have to tell Wesley to humble her, you know.
It took me so long to close.
Sorry.
Yo, Wesley, I think you're sleeping in a break, you know.
So you're gonna have to put her down. You're gonna have to go on hiatus or something.
That's absolutely sorted. That killed me. Stone dead.
Oh my days.
No, but I do think though, going like being in that type of environment, I think, I don't know, people have a general view of how being growing up in a church school was, but it wasn't like that because I think it was just normal. Kids go in there really, pretty much. I mean, there was like, to me, there was like one or two kids that were like
ordained.
Yeah, or like the self-righteous ones.
And hop about.
Yeah, the rest of them.
No
your,
way.
Your whole generation's corrupt.
No,
whoa.
I was like ordained.
80% of them.
I was ordained.
Alvin was ordained.
What do you mean ordained?
I was ordained.
I'm not ordained.
Justin was haunted.
I was chosen.
I don't know what for.
Elijah.
Hallelujah.
Justinius.
I'm not ordained.
Justinius and that.
Oh,
I like that name now.
You're like just a good child.
Yeah, it's a goody goody.
Listen, guys.
I was a goody goody.
He was. That's what Delight was as well, bro.
Ordained.
The untouchables. Her behaviour always used to get compared to our behaviour. Why can't you be more like her?
No, I was untouchable. I'll tell you who the untouchables were. Abigail was untouchable.
Yeah, she was. She was perfect.
Practically perfect.
Marla as well.
Isn't she born the...
Yeah.
So it's about that day.
I mean...
Delight.
It's true. Yeah,
I mean, some more evidence, but there's a trend.
Yeah. The two trends, but it's enough of Fred.
Who else? Have there ever been moments where you've doubted and what has caused it?
Yo, my dissertation. Oh, Lord.
Go on.
Yo.
What did that have to do with God?
Bro, like, I was putting in shifts. And obviously, I'll be praying about it. Because obviously, there was certain situations where...
Oh, you've got that. You don't have to do it now.
There were certain situations where I had to change. And then I had, like, those, like, complications.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was praying. And yo, when it came to the day that I had to hand it in, I was crying. I cried.
Same.
Bro, it was...
You need to cry a lot, Josh.
Yeah, sometimes...
I'm crying now. In terms of...
I don't know if you mean crying literally. Actually, that's just so toxic.
Yeah, that was toxic stuff.
I'm the biggest crier.
That's something Justin was saying.
We're still bringing it into 2022. Yeah.
I'm the biggest crier.
I'm a Josh man up though. Like,
overwhelmed.
The pain.
Listen.
Were you crying joy or crying?
I don't stress. Cool. I do not stress.
I do.
I was crying for stress. I was crying for stress.
Do you feel like you'd been like?
I was depressed.
You'd been. Is it not stretch beyond your limit, but is that
definitely. Mm. Like, and obviously, normally I try and remain cool. Like, I'm trying to make sure no one knows.
Mm.
Bro, there was so much. I called my dad.
No, that's good. No, I want to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
No, it's different. I know, but that was good.
For the man in there. Bro,
you called your dad.
Literally, I called my dad.
Yo,
call my dad.
You sought.
I was stressed.
What did he say?
Huh?
What did he say?
Not
why are you crying?
Are you crying?
Obviously, you might know. You might know my granny. You might know. So, obviously, I needed. No, normally, I could talk myself out of them situations.
Yeah.
But I needed someone to talk sense to me.
Yeah. And he's balling now.
Is that why you called you that,
bro? Because I needed fixing up.
Yeah.
So obviously.
So you called the right person.
So I called him, innit? And then obviously spoke like. He prayed with me, talked to me, okay. And obviously we prayed again, and I handed it in. Let me tell you, okay, how much words is a dissertation meant to have?
10,000.
Right, I didn't even have 50% of that.
Mad.
How close to the deadline?
It was on the day, no?
On the day. That's what I handed in. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I handed in.
Oh, I'd be crying. I'd be walking in the road.
And I said, everyone just said, we understand now. We all would have been crying too, Josh.
Yo.
I was doing research.
So I've done my research. Done my people them. But then they've told me that I have to switch it to Lit
Different
Review.
Title.
I have to change the title. Change to Lit Review. So, bro, I'm stressing. Obviously.
How long do you have? To do it?
How long do I have? Bro, let me see.
It's too stressful. I don't know.
It was just stressful. So, like, literally, I left it to God, bro. I prayed and I left it to God. Sent it in. Got like 54%. I said, yo, take it. Let's go. Like, straight away. Yeah.
I can see Josh just writing like and.
Yo, bro.
You have to stretch the sentence, man.
And I just said, you know what? Like, yo.
You know when you start planning alternative lives and like,
yo,
I could become a plumber. I'm going to pick up a trade.
But I was thinking, yo, I was legit thinking, oh, I'm going to have to find a new route. Yeah. So is that the man that I have to take the vaccine or not? I'm going to have to find a new job.
Oh, Lord.
That, in all honesty, I was scared. But
that was more stressful than this, because this one I'm like, it's a thing of principle,
bro. But yeah, man, for real, I think that's when I need, like, yo, I've really got to be putting more trust into him in everyday situations rather than just like the situations where like it's a bit shallow. Or, well, not shallow, but it's a little bit dire, you know what I mean? You know, like, everyone calls in crisis but no one calls in comfort.
Good time, yeah,
you know what I mean? And that's one thing that made me start like just genuinely picking back.
I feel like sometimes it's like, how can you say it? I don't know, but uni times, they just, when you don't pass an assignment or when it's like that crunch time, it can make you feel so sick,
bro.
Like to your stomach,
not sick.
It makes me have a visceral reaction, bro.
Belly turning, everything.
But yeah. I mean, I obviously, like, last year I kind of had that as well. Like, am I going to make it into second year? And I remember I just had a phone call with my practice tutor, and she was just talking, and she was just saying, like, oh, yeah. Like, we were just talking generally about, like, my assignment and stuff that I've got to do now. And she was like, yeah, but you made it through last year, Cam. Obviously, like, I remember how, like, it was, obviously, last year, and you made it, innit? And I was just like, yeah, I did. I made it still. It's only until you're on the other side that you think, rah, like, you know, I want to be more consistent. But it's like, when you get over that hump, you're not as consistent as you said that you was going to be. You make bare promises to God, you know?
Bro,
hello, promises.
So, what has brought you back the most to go, whoa, God, thank you? Or what's the thing that's made you go, oh my goodness, okay, my God is real?
I think putting him to the test, as people always say. So, it's not like giving God an ultimatum, but it's like, okay, God, I'm gonna use what you say in your word. I'm actually going to believe in it and
see.
Yeah, and see what happens. And I think it's also being prepared to know that it may not be answered in the way that you expect it to be. But if you almost like have the filter, like, and see that it's whatever God wants for you, then you will see the glory in it, even if it's not what you wanted it to be, essentially. I think sometimes we search for our own answers, like the sermon said was like, sometimes we help God, God doesn't need our help. Like, it's actually so offensive to think that you're helping God out, where it's like, no, put him to the test. He has I'm trying to think, there was one promise when I was going through something. Which one was it? I can't remember, but usually I tend to pray the prayer up, you know, God, open the door that you want me to walk through, and close the doors that you don't. And like, God does make things clear, because all of a sudden certain things around you, they're just not happening. Like, it's sometimes it's as obvious as that. Like for me going to med school, I only got one offer, so the door was to go to Liverpool. Do you know what I mean? That's an obvious one, because it's like, I had no other option but to go there. Do you know what I mean? Unless I was gonna like defer the year or whatever. And then other times it's like, okay, Lord, what are you actually saying? And sometimes it's us like stopping in the business of life as well, and just being like, and also filtering out some of the voices, whether that be friends, family, or whatever, and making sure it's a decision between you and God, or you and whoever needs to make the decision and God as well. Like, I'd say most recently, when I didn't know where I was going to be working, and Wes didn't know where he'd be working, he was going to make that decision based on where I got. And then when I didn't get where I was going to be initially, it was a bit like, okay, like, so what now? Like, because I could be anywhere in the country. He had gotten his job secure. It's like, what's going to happen? Like, in my head, I was thinking, right, are we going to be one of those couples who like live apart for like the first, because it's like, do you know what I mean? Like, if I'm in Scotland, then what? Do you know what I mean? And obviously, it's a train, boy. I've done all this long distance, and then to do long distance marriage, I was just like, really. But then I was like, you know what? At the end of the day, I saw it as God put Wesley in a job where it's still flexible. So if he needed to move, I also had the faith in knowing that if he had to move for me, so to speak, then God could also arrange that. But the one thing I didn't do in hindsight was, I didn't actually read into the situation, because Wesley got a job in Birmingham that I didn't think that God was saying, oh, I'm going to end up in Birmingham. I didn't actually, that's probably the one thing I didn't actually do, which I thought I would actually do, but I didn't read into it, because I was like, you know what, that's me helping God, or me, you know. And people kept saying, oh yeah, you're going to stay, and just pray that you'll stay in Birmingham. But I was like, if God doesn't want that for me, I could be praying a prayer and sabotaging the future that he has for me, in a sense.
I've never thought about it like that.
Yeah, so I was just like, let me, I made my wants known to God, because God says that, but my ultimate prayer was genuinely, not my will, but your will be done, because God has the bigger picture. So it's like, how can I be small minded and pray for my little thing
completely?
But yeah,
but
to what? What is he going to change it to?
Because sounds like we're talking about, like, it's like we're talking about God intervening. Like, it's almost like more we're talking about more relationship with God more than we're saying reasons to believe. But I don't, if it is that, I almost don't mind it. But whatever that is, because we haven't. Do you know what I mean? Do you see what I mean?
No, I see what you mean. Talib is angry at you.
No, like we could call it the same thing.
Get back the train of thought.
I'm trying to think how we get it back to believe.
Reasons why to believe. Yeah. Like,
but that's the thing, though. For some people, like, it's about personal experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
For me, because I've been raised in the church, for me, believing in God is Him intervening, because I need those constant reminders that He is there.
Yeah.
Whereas, obviously, we've got a bit of a biased panel, because there's other people who maybe have been an atheist. Maybe it might not have been an intervening thing for them.
I think we take it for granted. I think we can take it for granted. So we need God to intervene. You know what I mean? Part of it for me was intervening, as well as just coming away from the environment as well. You know what I mean? Me stepping out to where I live now. and having to do things on my own, mm-hmm. kind of like not be around you guys as per se. Because I say, for part of it, me believing in God was having friends who believed as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And so coming away from that environment, well, you really have to be tested and see, well, was it your friends or is it actually something you want?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think that's one thing that helped me, well, solidify my belief.
Some people say that believing in God is a crutch on which weak people lean. What do you make of that statement?
Yo, sin is serious, you know?
It's true, I'm definitely
bro. So weak in what sense? Like weak, even in like, say, fear of death. So some people use it.
Oh, like a comfort.
Yeah, a comfort.
But this is the thing. Like sometimes
the Bible doesn't shy away from that, though. Like
it does give comfort.
I swear there's verses about that say like certain things give us comfort.
The Holy Spirit is a comforter. He said, I'm sure he said that he'll send
another comforter.
Yeah. So I'm saying it's right there.
They're not saying a lie. But I could equally say that for other people, them thinking that this is it helps them justify the decisions that they make because they know that this is the only time I have.
Mm.
Whereas I use the only time I have to make sure I make the right choices to ensure I get a place at the pearly gates.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you could argue that we all have our like motives.
So you're almost saying like people not believing in God could like the reasons may not be as rational as they say they are.
Yeah, because so everything is subjective. That's the thing, because it's like, so people like,
I don't want to be judged.
Yeah.
Why should I believe in a God who's going to judge me?
Do you know what I mean? It's like, okay,
I want to do what I want to do.
Fair enough. Do you know what I mean? Like,
That's kind of sometimes when I hear people say things like that, it's actually quite mad. It's quite crazy to me.
How do you mean? What's crazy?
When people, they say, oh, well, it's only because you're weak that you believe in the Bible. Or like, have you ever heard the one where people say religion was created for slaves?
Yeah, but that's just miseducation.
Yeah. I know.
I hear you.
What I'm talking about is like, for people to actually think that and like kind of like use that to justify their, well, misbelief or their actions, I'm just like, that's a bit wild.
Yeah, but it's because, again, with people and the vaccine is a perfect example. People only will dig into information the ones that reinforces the belief that they had anyway. So if you believe that the white man like created the religion to control the slaves and that's what you believe, but
I was thinking about what control, what slaves.
Yeah,
control.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
But in terms of, they won't look further back in history and realize, raw Christianity was always there, just in a different form, Judaism, and then it was in like it's like Christianity was in Africa like years before even Islam was. So like, and that's not me saying like that's not subjective. That's facts. You can just look that up. But it's whether you wanna look back that far and look at the whole picture instead of just looking at what your opinion is and just backing up what your thing is. Same thing with the vaccine. If you want to look at four arguments with the vaccine, you can look at four arguments for it. If you want to look at against arguments, you can look at against arguments. And then obviously, the world can't agree still. You know what I mean?
The thing is like, I've always believed that something must be examined on its merit and for what it is. So for example, for me, when I looked at no belief in God, I didn't look at it from the perspective of Christians. I thought, I want to see what actual people who don't believe in God think and why they think what they think. I wasn't going to look at it from a Christian's perspective or a Christian talking about it. Same way that I would hope that someone who's going to say why they don't, like someone who's going to, like if you're going to criticize something, or not even criticize, if you're going to investigate something, say investigate Christianity, or you have feelings about Christianity, what are your feelings based on? Are they based on what people have said about it? Are they based on, if you're going to say, oh, Christ was just a, you could say something like, Christ was just a man who was like a revolutionary, blah, 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 blah. Well, what are you basing that on? Mm. Like, are you basing that on what you've heard? Are you basing that, if you're going to say the Bible is, or rather, if you're going to say the Old Testament is, the God of the Old Testament is a harsh God, or the Old Testament is whatever you think of the Old Testament, or the whole Bible, or whatever, are you basing that on having read it and studied it, or having studied it, with a mind of inquiry, or are you just saying that because you've heard it said and it matches your view? Like, those are the questions that I've always thought are important. Like, when you're looking at something, look at it for what it is. Look at it from, don't hear about someone from their enemy, and don't hear about someone from their friend. Mm. Know someone for, like, don't think something about someone because someone said something about someone.
Mm.
Think it because you know it to be so. You've experienced it yourself.
But that's why I find when I hear about different people's experiences of why they believe in God, it's so fulfilling, it's so rich, it's so moving, because God does what he needs to capture that person.
Hallelujah.
Like, he will speak. So obviously it's good to hear other people's experiences, but don't look for God exactly in the way that God may have presented himself to somebody else.
Mm.
Because it will be tailored to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so your belief in God isn't, like, that's why they always, like, the strongest argument is someone's experience. You can never take someone's experience away from them. Mm. And you might disagree with it, because sometimes I hear some stories about how God revealed himself and I'm just like, sounds a bit extra spiritual to me. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, but I'm like, who am I to judge them, really? Because it's like, am I then limiting how God can reveal himself?
Mm.
It might be far-fetched for me, but then it's like, well, maybe God didn't need to do that in your life for you to see. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's always that element of comparison between one believer and another believer. Like, which journey's more authentic, or which journey's more like
mad? Yeah, just in competition, basically.
Yeah.
And we haven't even covered God into. We don't need to. What? Listeners, you can investigate this yourselves. But like, we haven't even gone into, like, so. Right now, there's a big debates going on in the scientific community and the philosophical debates that are going on, or questions that are being asked, which are quite pertinent. And even, it's almost like there's one writer who wrote, the more evidence we seem to accumulate, the more distant a random world, our world coming into existence by random chance and whatever processes currently are attributed to the existence of our world seems further and further away.
Exactly. So, it takes thought to do stuff. It's like China making the sun.
I saw that. I was like,
what? Anyone see that?
What? No.
China made actually.
Someone commented, what in the Marvel universe?
China's made. Is
did you not see that?
Nuclear fusion. They've done nuclear fusion for 17 minutes. So the thing that they've made, they've sent it up in the air and it's burned 17 times hotter than our sun. For 17 minutes.
Did you not see that?
Atmosphere.
Look, literally.
Did you say not nuclear fusion?
Fusion.
You know, like that. You know, like in chemistry, you had nuclear fission.
Fission.
And fusion.
This is fusion.
Fusion.
Yeah. For 17 minutes.
Hot fusion.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Hot, like, I didn't read into.
Yeah, bro. The thing was hot. Thing was hot, bro. The thing was up in the sky, beaming. Yeah, the thing was up, bro.
Wait, I mean,
people was like, "Why do we need two suns?" in the comments and that, but it was just a beam of light, literally.
I think that's cool, to be honest.
Nah, it was. It's cool. It's cool, and it reminds us that, or it reminded me that, like, the sun didn't come about by accident. You get me? It had to be a lot of thought to go into that. There's a lot of energy and stuff that has to go right in order for the
artificial sun.
Yeah,
it's crazy, isn't it? I think, yeah.
So when I see stuff like, look how long that took us to do.
That's what I'm saying.
And now it's but been then, done for 17 minutes. It was done before as well, like nuclear fusion has been done, but on a smaller scale.
Yeah, and it usually requires like electromagnets to contain it. I'll watch this later. But that is intriguing.
Yeah.
What else? Like, yeah, there's a lot of scientific arguments. There's like a lot of philosophical arguments to state. I mean, I'm not even going to go into them, but like people can look up... I don't say this as a blanket thing, but like even for certain things, for certain philosophical arguments, one can check out a guy called William Lane Craig. One can check out a guy who describes his journey of discovery and finding God is a guy called Dr. Pandit, and he does a presentation called Come Something With Me.
Better finish up that sentence.
Come journey with me. Something like that.
No, I was gonna say is like I watched something called Lad Bible, and it was this woman. This on the other side of the argument actually. So she was in a cult, one of them Jesus cults, mm-hmm. and she was just
explaining Jesus cults. Really,
they are Jesus. They don't do anything that Jesus. Well, Jesus-y. No, they don't do anything Jesus-y, but they use the name of Jesus. Yeah, but I'm just saying,
me and Alvin.
But anyway, the people do some mad stuff, like they had to imagine like having sex with Jesus and that. It was crazy.
It was crazy. Exactly why I say that. There's nothing Jesus-y about that.
Yeah, but they was using the name of Jesus.
Sex with Jesus.
The men had to imagine that, and there was loads of like
sales, man.
Yeah, but come on, to a degree. Even to the point like that's so bizarre.
Yeah. It was mad, and she was saying that there was just loads of like obviously wrongdoings. I'm just gonna say wrongdoings going on in the camp and stuff that. Yeah.
Cult. Basically, might as well be.
I think it was, you know, when I feel like there was a boom in cults, you know, at one point in America.
I thought that started one the
other
day, still.
Huh?
I thought that started one the other day. Oh,
God. What was your What was your cult gonna be?
Yeah, about. What's the aim?
It wasn't based on religion.
Like, yeah, what was it going to be? The cult of Justin?
Muscle.
Yeah. Based on fitness.
Oh, okay. That's a positive one.
Cult, to be honest.
Yeah. So, were you going to be the center of the cult? Were you going to be the center of worship?
I didn't do anything. Get someone else to be the center.
You put your bicep on OnlyFans.
Actually, would you know?
Josh looked up.
Josh has considered it.
You know how many times I've got? We need a passive income.
This is why we're.
I keep thinking. My thing is, I keep thinking about drawing. I could draw anything in the world.
You could. You could put it on OnlyFans as well.
I know, but I'm.
To make an NFT out of it.
NFT as well, literally.
What's NFT?
It's true. Like, do you know those thingies? Do you know the what's them?
Basically,
ugly images. Monkeys or something like that.
Images that are unique and singular, and only you have that image.
Oh, okay.
You can obviously send copies of the image, but it's like a forgery.
Okay. Fair enough.
There's a rock that went for $1 million.
See, this is foolishness.
The world is messed up.
I might put my toenail clippings on there, bro.
You can?
On eBay. Try to sell them. Someone will buy it.
Well, that woman who farted in jars.
That killed me.
She you know why I think men are nasty? Because of that.
The world's ending.
The world's messed up.
Like that. That's why I think men are nasty.
The world's ending.
And you know why I think she's stupid as well? As if she ended up in hospital. Bro, I already told you. I forgot who posted it. I would have been telling my family. I would have been telling my family, fart, put it in a jar. Give it to me?
Yeah.
And then I'll send you money? I ain't squeezing out no farts.
Your farts are mad, bro.
Yeah! You got
that's
a
rank. What people want.
Josh farted in my car one time. It stayed in there for a week, bro.
That makes you, man, think about it.
Hey, do you know what it is? Some listeners are going to be like, ooh. Oh, y'all
said one of them. Yeah. One of them.
Y'all someone's going to get in touch, Josh.
Josh is going to get a DM, you know.
Passive income.
I'll tell you, I'm out here looking. You might got an idea if you send it over.
Okay, so final question is, if you had to convince someone why they should believe in God, what would you tell them? And also, I don't believe it's our, just disclaimer out there, I don't think it is our duty to try and convince people. I think that should be left to the Holy Spirit. I think we should be examples in ourselves. But if you had to, what would you tell a person?
You can tell personally. I'll tell a person.
What would you tell them?
God loves you.
I remember when I told someone that.
Have you tried that before?
Yeah.
What did they say?
I just shook my head and said, yeah.
And what did they say? I don't even remember. But I think like there was this like, there's been many times where people have just been like, ugh. And then someone said like, who's God and that? Right. And obviously me explaining who God was, I was like, ugh, do I even know who God is? Man. And I was just like, obviously I was telling them like the stuff that I've learnt when I was younger. And obviously just going running from there basically. Mm. And then they just kind of accepted it. Obviously I don't know what they've done with it after, but it's just like being there for that person. Or even like just speaking to a person as who I am. Obviously I'm a very, what am I?
Personable person.
Yeah, I'm a very personable person.
When he wants to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm an extroverted introvert, to be honest.
Yeah, you are.
So yeah.
You are.
But obviously I'm like, obviously of course I'm a caring person. And like I feel like I'm straight up with my answers. I just say it as it is, like.
You practicing for your jingle profession?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more. I was gonna say. No. It's a little bit more waste. That's all they told me.
Josh did practice. Josh did having their lessons. Subscription.
See, Josh is waiting for the summer. You know, like gotta go back to that village on it.
So I think one thing I wouldn't know what to.
Ends up on the shade, bro.
I wouldn't know what to say. Yo, let me behave myself.
We gotta wrap up. Say,
I'll say any exposure is good exposure.
Some people we've seen.
You know what I would say? Like for me, you know them people who just like they just give up easily because they have nothing else left. And they have nothing else to believe in. God for me is like you just have more to believe. Like you don't give up easily because you know you have God. Like
it gives you purpose.
It gives you purpose. It gives you reason. Like, and it's more than just like just something to believe in, because obviously we see Him work. We've seen our hope. Like you guys have seen Him work. You know what I mean? But we've seen Him work, and so for us it's more than just a simple reason, you know, we've seen it. And so I'll tell him what it is for me. That's what I'd do. Rather than just saying God loves you or throwing a Bible verse at them, because I don't think that works. The only way I believe in at least helping someone or talking to someone about God is that either showing them or speaking about their love, His love. Because that's what attracts people. I mean,
For me, it's two things. It's firstly, as you guys have said, my personal experience with God. Their prayers that He's answered for me, that sometimes I've told no one else what the prayer is. And sometimes there are certain prayers that are so important that I don't even pray them out loud. Because I'm like, Satan can't even hear this prayer. This is between me and God only. Like, Satan cannot have any, like, them situations. The other thing is, like, when I read the Bible, God's instructions make sense. God's boundaries make sense. But then beyond that, like, when someone can tell you what's going to happen before it happens, and you're seeing it happen, and you look back at the past and you see the things in the past that God said would happen and happened when they did, and He's saying these things are going to happen however many years in the past, and you just keep seeing that repeated again and again, and I'm watching what's happening in our world now and what I expect to happen, I'm like, there doesn't seem to be anything that's surprising me. I'm like, well, that's incredible. No, Karen, that's incredible. That's one of the things that gives me like an assurance that, oh my goodness, God is real. He tells, as He says, I tell the end from the beginning. And like, you'll be surprised by nothing. I don't know.
Right, I think everyone said everything.
I guess we... Is that,
yeah, I can't lie. Right? I can't lie. I mean, I can't think of anything still.
That's fair, man. Well, guys. My God is real. Sorry, go on to Lisa.
She got nothing
new.
No.
You don't.
He's reading
in
my soul.
Time to play Call of Duty. Sorry, guys.
My God that, is real.
So, he has so my Thanks. Challenge to you all mm-hmm. is to work out. What can I say? Is to work out why you believe in God. For those of you who do, and for those of you who are not sure,
or don't
put in, if you're interested, put God to the test and to see how He will change your life.
Hallelujah.
Until next time, guys.
Until next time.
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Love you.
Stay cool. Bow.
Thanks for having me.
Get vaxxed. Yeah.
Thanks for being had, Josh.
Whoa.
Forgive me.
And that's a wrap.
I don't know if I've gotten
that. That's a wrap.
Way.
Don't even respond. Yeah, don't even respond. Don't even respond.
I didn't know I was had that way.
That's a wrap.
Safe. Safe.